We are told the whole world is jealous of our rare access to the White House for St. Patrick's Day. But is the trip just optics, or does Ireland actually get to influence the most powerful man in the world? I'm Shane Beattie, filling in for Sean Defoe with this week's Let Me Explain, and I'm joining you from Washington.
Let Me Explain with Sean Defoe, a News Talk original.
Leo Varadkar will get a one-on-one bilateral meeting with Joe Biden in the Oval Office. He'll raise issues like Gaza, Ukraine, Northern Ireland and the undocumented Irish. Behind the scenes, Irish officials say you just can't buy access like this. A small country like Ireland taking over Washington DC to celebrate the man who banished snakes. Before coming to Washington, Leo Varadkar spent 3 days in Boston meeting the Irish-American community, checking out the home of the Boston Red Sox, Fenway Park, and being honoured by the Kennedy family at the JFK Library. But does a visit like this mean anything outside of the photo ops? Harry McGee's a political correspondent for the Irish Times. He's on this trip with me and has been following the Taoiseach to Washington for many St. Patrick's Days.
Well, we've been in Boston and Washington this week, Shane, and it's obvious that a small country like Ireland holds America under siege for a full week in March. You can see it apparently in Boston, of course, which is almost an Irish city which goes green. But they take St. Patrick's Day very seriously over here, and it does give Irish politicians unfettered access to the most powerful institutions in the globe during those critical days. So it's no surprise at all that the full panoply of the Irish administration, politicians, government departments, state agencies, tourism interests, business interests, Enterprise Ireland, all come over here and sell Ireland hard during that week. And I mean, I think that has been a material contributor to Ireland's progress over the last 20 to 30 years. I think what's interesting about this trip is that it isn't really about the undocumented Irish. It's a bit about Northern Ireland. That's become more apparent as the week has gone on. But the theme that has dominated this year's visit has been the ongoing onslaught by Israel of Gaza. And from the very moment he arrived in Boston on Monday, the Taoiseach has set out his stall in no uncertain terms that he's going to bring a strong, obdurate message from Ireland to the US that what's going on in Gaza is unjustifiable, is inhumane, and has had a terrible human toll, and it cannot be allowed to continue. And from the moment he made that speech, he's continued in that vein for the duration of the week. And that, I think, is a change. I think it's a sign of consistency on the part of the Irish government that it is unafraid, you know, that it's confident enough of its place in the world to be able to say such uncomfortable truths to America. But there is, because there is a difference between Ireland's view of the conflict and the perhaps mainstream view that we still have in America, even though that I think that is changing.
So for people at home, when they see the speeches, they see the dinners, all the handshaking that goes on, how can we say to them Ireland has the softest hard power going?
I think you have it in one there, Shane. I think Ireland, there's a cliche that Ireland has always punched above its weight. Cliches originate with statements that are original and true. And it is, even though it's kind of hackneyed at this stage, it's still a true statement. Ireland wields power in the US that is far and away above our population size, our geographical footprint in the world, and also our economic pack. I mean, we're a rich country, but we're still a small country. But we do have a special relationship with America. And, you know, it's no surprise. And I couldn't criticise the government or any of its agencies for trying to assert Ireland to such an extent during an opportunity and during a week that no other country in the world is able to avail of.
So there you have it. Ireland is the hardest soft power in the world, or at least that's what Irish officials think in their quiet moments. Now, critics will argue that the handing over of the shamrock to US President Joe Biden will be a jarring image to be beamed around the world this year, particularly given Ireland's strong support for Palestine. TDs like Paul Murphy and Mick Barry are continuously saying that all politicians should boycott the week. And this visit does come at a cost. Flying ministers and Taoiseach around the world with their officials every year means there's a lot of criticism about the money spent jetting off to spread the Irish message. But the Taoiseach's visit to Washington is the most high profile of those trips, and according to Laura Colgan from the Irish Star US, which is based in New York, people there are aware of the Irish invasion of America this time every year.
Oh, they absolutely do care about it. The month of March is a month-long celebration for St. Patrick's Day. It literally began the 1st of March and will run for the entire month. So St. Patrick's Day is really important in the Irish-American community. This visit to Washington is very much seen as a kind of ceremonial tradition. It's very long-standing. It is, I think, as well, one of the kind of fun days in the White House, very much like Easter or Thanksgiving, where ordinary people get to go into the White House and see what it's like. And it's very much a fun day where everything Irish is celebrated. Everything is turns green. There's shamrocks everywhere. The shamrock ceremony, of course, is very much ceremonial. And Joe Biden is a very proud Irish American. I think in the last few years, the shamrock ceremony and the White House celebrations have been perhaps a little bit bigger than they would have been otherwise. So this week is a very important week in Washington's calendar.
And so the Irish American community, certainly in New York and Washington and Boston, places like that, are aware of the Taoiseach's visit, aware of the celebrations. For ordinary people on the street in America, are they aware of what we hear as, you know, the Irish access to the White House, do you think?
It's definitely something they're aware of. Joe Biden, he is a very proud Irish American, but he wouldn't have the same kind of loyalty, say, that the JFK and the Kennedy families would have had. But that said, you know, I think there is a bit of a grow or a love for Irish people in America, and the fact that there is this annual celebration is exciting. It's, you know, a date on all the calendars. It happens every year. I think people love seeing the photographs, to be honest. And, you know, not many countries do get access to the Oval Office. So I think there is a kind of appreciation for that.
And Laura isn't alone being Irish in America. She and some 30 million other people in the US are of Irish heritage, and 70 million people worldwide are of Irish background, so our reach really is extraordinary. Don't ask Ireland's ambassador to the United States, Geraldine Byrne-Nason, who cares about the St. Patrick's Day visit to the US, because she is very clear.
Look, it's a moment of extraordinary pride for everyone here, of course, to see our Taoiseach arrive in Washington, but we also have 13 ministers right across the United States. I was on the West Coast last week in LA and San Francisco. I've seen how Irish people in Boston greeted the Taoiseach with such warmth. So it's pride in being Irish here. But behind the pride and the celebration and the St. Patrick's season is the important relationship and the business side of our relationship. We'll speak politics when we see President Biden in the White House tomorrow. Today we're having a tremendous day, marking really an exceptional economic relationship, jobs in Ireland that depend on this great relationship we have. And this morning we also saw amazing young Irish companies that are investing here in the US. It's an all-rounder as a relationship, so important to us. But the people who carry that, the Irish diaspora here in the United States, they're all in this week for both celebration and for saying we're so proud of our 21st century little island that is now dynamic and successful. And they remember the people who left it when it wasn't quite like that.
Well, whatever your views are on ministers jetting across the globe wearing the green, one thing is clear. It isn't just pomp, Irish dancing, Danny Boy and Paddy Whackery. Business deals are done, Irish expats do feel acknowledged, and the US President will be live on TV getting a bowl of shamrock bigara.
Taoiseach, welcome to the White House.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to Let Me Explain wherever you get your podcasts.